Nashville Predators had a big Saturday night. They won a game against Calgary in Smashville.
Yep.
And then they got lampooned on Saturday Night Live later that night.
Kind of a funny skit.
It was.
I think it's
funny.
A joke that everybody's made. If you've been here a while, at some point or another, you've joked around about Nashville Predator
being the name Predator.
Predator. Yeah.
Miles Teller, who was the host of Saturday Night, he played a Nashville Predator in a little skit where they were doing like a public service announcement.
Action. As a New York Ranger, I'm serving my community by working in soup kitchens.
As an LA King, I volunteer with the elderly.
And as a Nashville Predator, I work in hospitals to make sick kids feel touched. Hey, come on, guys.
And he keeps protesting about
it. It went on and on and on.
Every new thing they have him say made him seem even worse.
So that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And, you know. We've made that joke for years, but nationwide, they haven't made that joke.
Right.
That we know of.
Yeah, that we know of.
So. Yeah, exactly. So, that's pretty funny. I'm glad people are talking about us.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. That's a positive outlook.
25 years for them to notice that we had a hockey team.
Exactly.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's kind of cool. An entrepreneur in Kenya has developed an app that is a sign language to speech translator.
Oh, cool.
So if somebody's doing sign language, you can video it and turn the thing around toward yourself and know what they were talking about. Same thing. You speak into it and you'll as an avatar that will do the sign language back to that person.
That's great. I'm surprised that hasn't been developed yet.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
That is nice.
That's
I like that.
That's super helpful.
Yeah.
So Stranger Things is coming out very soon, the final season, and there's a little trouble on the set. Millie Bobby Brown reportedly accused David Harbour of being a bully. And she filed a complaint with, I guess, Netflix and the studios. And they agreed to make her happy in this. They gave her a representative that would stay with her at all times. But she said she was being bullied. Now, a lot of people are thinking, well, she's just a kid. Actually, right now,
she's not.
She's 21 and has a baby.
Yeah.
So
she was a little kid when they started, but not anymore. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
He's in hot water because his ex-wife, Lily Allen, is like saying some nasty stuff about him, too. So.
Yeah. And she did a diss track on her album.
Of course. Well, Dolly Parton, her hotel is now open for reservations. It's not open yet, but the reservations are open. It's that Songteller Hotel downtown. Mm-hmm. It's about a block up from Broadway, so you can get in on the action if you want to or stay away from it.
All right.
Yeah, there's a museum in it.
Stumbling block of Broadway.
Yeah, I know.
It's the Woody and Jim joke off. Bad jokes, dad jokes, if you will, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
Woody, an invisible man married an invisible woman.
Really?
I don't know what they see in each other.
I like that. That's cute. Jim, what do you call a guy who's done digging?
I don't know.
Doug.
Hey, Doug. What do you call James Bond in a bathtub?
Hmm.
007.
Ooh.
That's cute. I told the police officer I saw a naked ghost, and he said, "No sheet?"
What do you call the pink fleshy bits between sharks' teeth?
What?
Slow swimmers.
Almost. Jim, I'm investing in stocks. You know, beef stock, vegetable stock, chicken stock. I'm hoping to one day be a bullionaire. Oh, that hurt. That hurt me.
You could barely choke that out.
Okay. That laugh doesn't count.
No.
That was a pity laugh.
Tonight, we're having Himalayan rabbit stew for dinner.
Really?
We found Himalayan in the road.
Ooh.
Himalayan. Jim, I was asked in an interview who my favorite vampire was, and I said, the Muppet from Sesame Street. And the guy said, he doesn't count. I said, I assure you, he does.
Why did the iPhone go to the dentist?
Why?
He had a Bluetooth.
Aww. Oh. To everyone who wanted me to succeed in digging for water, thanks for all your well wishes.
See what you did there?
Karate, if you think about it, is just an aggressive way of making people smell your feet.
Almost. Jim, my doctor said my sugar was too high. So as soon as I got home, I put it on a lower shelf.
Wanted. Caretaker for my beach house. Also wanted. Money to buy a beach house.
Jim, my father was a conjoined twin that was separated at birth.
Really?
So I do have an uncle once removed.
God, that's awful.
How was our weekend, y'all?
That was good. We had our first official Halloween with no trick-or-treaters
whatsoever.
A single person.
Wow. I know,
they're kind of being slowly phased out and replaced with trunk-or-treat that a lot of churches and schools do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's kind of a shame.
Yeah. And Saturday night, I went to the Nashville SC game. They won their playoff game.
Woo!
And
nice.
Continue on. And they broke the Messi curse, which is Lionel Messi. Just every time he ever takes the field with Nashville, he destroys us single-handedly.
Yeah. And every other team.
Not Saturday.
Yeah,
that's great.
Very cool. Yeah. We had, of course, we had a few trick-or-treaters in our neighborhood on Friday night. One of the couple of kids came with the inflatable T-Rex outfits on.
Oh, yeah.
And so my girlfriend Melissa says, I'm going to go get mine. Because, of course, we have one.
Oh, yeah.
And so she was handing out candy in the T-Rex outfit.
That's which great.
It was kind of fun.
That's fun.
Then, of course, on Saturday, we had kind of a robe day where we didn't go out and do anything, which was nice.
Oh, yeah.
We just watched movies. I watched House of Dynamite.
Ooh,
I thought it was good. A lot of people were disappointed
in
the ending.
Were you angry at the ending?
No.
Which doesn't give you the resolution of the problem.
I kind of liked the way they did it.
Oh,
because I don't know how they would have ended it.
Gina was crazy frustrated.
I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Gina, you were traveling all weekend.
Yeah, I am tired. I feel like my eyes are still puffy. Everything is still swollen. Yeah, we drove to Louisiana for a wedding that my husband was in. And yeah, it was just packed, you know, seeing family and doing things. We had a baby shower. We had an 8 a.m. football game that we had to drive an hour and a half to. Just packed, yeah. And then yesterday we came home in the afternoon and just sat on the couch and rotted. I did get some laundry done. I unpacked, which is like the first time ever that I did that. And we got like
two
or three.
Wow, you're such an adult.
I know. We got like two or three trick-or-treaters, and I wanted to cry watching them on like our Ring camera because we weren't there to hand out candy. I felt so bad. And one kid got scared by something. We don't know what. I have a video of it. It's pretty funny, but yeah, I felt so bad.
Totally hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready now to play Gender Wars. So why don't we do that? Brought to you by Tree Fellers. You have trees in your neighborhood, in your yard, and you need gone, contact Tree Fellers. Go to localtreefellers.com. We love it when it's personal. It's the rematch of a married couple, the pride of Smyrna. We have Vaughn and Norma Jean ready to go at it. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Welcome. Let's see if Vaughn can get his revenge. Let's get to know you just a little bit with a get acquainted question. Norma Jean, what's the dorkiest thing about you?
My husband pointed out I was going to the grocery store, to one of those big box stores that carry things in bulk.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, do we need ketchup? And I was like, yes, but I don't buy it from there. And the only reason is because the bottles are too big to fit neatly in the spot I specifically have for them in my refrigerator.
Okay.
I totally get that.
Me too.
They don't fit the Tetris of your refrigerator.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly.
Yep.
Sorry, don't have room for the 55-gallon drum size.
Yeah, they are huge, yeah.
Hey, Vaughn, what's the dorkiest thing about you?
I think, well, especially with Halloween having just passed, I like to make Halloween costumes for myself and for the kids. I'm up there with the sewing machine and putting everything together, which I don't know, I think some people would think is kind of dorky, but I love it.
All right, we start with the multiple choice question for both. Remember, you have a screwdriver in the contest. If you can't answer the question, you can force it on your opponent. Norma Jean, if you're driving a Ford in a NASCAR race, are you most likely driving a Mustang, a Taurus, or an Escape?
That would be a Mustang.
A Mustang is correct.
Nice.
Good job.
She takes the early lead.
That's easy. Come on.
Okay, Vaughn, is Heat a brand of perfume endorsed by Jennifer Lopez, Beyonce, or Ariana Grande?
I believe that's Beyonce.
It is Beyonce. There you go. You tied it up. Okay, Norma Jean, what's the name of the fictitious African nation in the Marvel Black Panther movies?
Wakanda?
Yes.
Wakanda forever.
There you go. Good job.
All right. You guys are perfect so far. Let's see if Vaughn can continue.
Who was Rachel McAdams' co-star in The Notebook?
Ryan Gosling.
Yes!
Wow, just in time.
What a fun game.
Okay, we're all tied up 2-2, doing really good. Norma Jean, after leaving the Patriots, Tom Brady played a couple of seasons with what other NFL team?
Screw.
Screw, all right. We're using the screw.
Throwing it to Vaughn.
And this is a smart decision on her part because I don't know sports very well, but I do believe he went to Tampa Bay.
He did go to Tampa Bay. And sweet revenge is yours, Vaughn. Well done.
Congratulations. That was an exciting game.
That was awesome.
Thank you very much.
For dorky people, we think you're pretty awesome.
Yes.
Well done. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Now, Gina, you have a friend that was convinced that her boyfriend was going to propose this weekend.
Oh, yeah. She had all the things ready, had gotten facials, she got her hair, her nails done. She was set to go.
She was Instagram ready.
Oh, yeah. And she did not get proposed to.
Oh.
There's no ring.
Oh, that's so awkward.
So awkward. So now me and my friends are kind of like, what do we say?
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
How do you even approach like, hey, how was your weekend?
Right. And you can't be like, screw him, because they're still together.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So we can't like bash the guy right now.
He might be doing it next weekend or something like that.
But I'm under like the firm belief that guys know when they're ready. You can't pressure.
Yeah, you can't make them do it.
No.
Right.
I think she's kind of been doing that a little bit and maybe, you know. Like,
do you think she was putting on him the like, she wanted to be proposed to and thought it would be the perfect weekend, so everything she saw that he was doing, she misinterpreted it as he's definitely doing it.
100%. Like, he went to the store and she texted us like, oh, he's going to the store to pick up the flowers to propose to me. And, things like that where you're like, girl, get a grip on reality.
Right. Meanwhile, I just bought a Kit Kat.
Yeah, I just brought milk and frosted mini wheats.
Yeah, like check the grocery bag, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. And it won't be that obvious either. So
I think you need to do like some kind of lottery. And then somebody in the text chain has to actually ask what happened.
Do it, yeah.
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 And cut the ice. Like somebody's gotta bite the bullet and take that for the team.
Yeah, like so how was everyone's weekend? Any news or fun plans happen?
That's gotta be awful. If you're expecting it all weekend.
Yeah.
And you're reading everything into like, oh, and he's probably going to do it now. Oh, he's probably going to do it at dinner. Oh, he's probably going to do it at breakfast.
Yeah.
And it never happens.
I thought Landon was going to propose to me for Thanksgiving a couple years ago because both of our parents were in town for it.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And so, you know, there is a level of like wind sucked out of you when that happens, when you think it's going to happen and then it doesn't. And you're like, oh, that's kind of the perfect timing. And he was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Like, how do you not, like, our family's here. How does that not cross your mind at all? He had the ring.
Never underestimate a man's ability to not think of things.
Exactly. So that's kind of what we've been telling her, too, of like, you know, let it come. Don't force it. They're not, they don't pick up on that stuff. Like,
subtle clues are, you know, useless for men.
Just enjoy this time before the responsibilities kick in and the wedding planning and craziness starts. Like, just
right.
Relax.
You may have dreamed about this your whole life. He hasn't thought about it for a minute.
No,
Yeah.
He hasn't thought about it like until he's done it. So,
right.
Yeah. Poor girl.
Totally Hits 93.3, a dark Monday morning. We definitely need something uplifting. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
I'm feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
It's a really cool story from Friday night. So a bunch of boys dressed up for trick-or-treating go up to the porch of a house that had a bowl of candy outside, set outside where the owner of the house wasn't at the door.
Yeah, but just there, come help yourself.
Yeah. And they found that the bowl was empty.
Oh.
So the boys talked about what to do, and one of the kids said, be charitable. So one of the kids reached into his bag, took candy out of the bag and a toy, and put it into the bowl.
Oh, that's sweet.
For other kids that come up later.
Oh, that's very
really
cool.
Sweet.
And just to make it extra silly on top of it, the kid who had that charitable intuition to give was dressed in a hospital gown with a fake bare butt sticking out the back.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's so funny.
That's awesome.
The owner of the house wants to, you know, shake the boy's hand and maybe give him some more candy because he just found it on his Ring camera later after reviewing stuff that happened on the porch.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh,
that's
so sweet. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro. Have you guys heard about the new thing parents are doing now? It's called a Switch Witch, and it's sort of like a tooth fairy situation.
Okay.
Where kids are gonna pick their own candy, you know, pick five or six whatever pieces of candy,
yeah,
and then the rest they give to the Switch Witch, and the Switch Witch comes and takes their candy, and they give them either money in return or a toy, maybe, you know, like a bigger piece of candy, whatever the case may be, whatever the Switch Witch wants.
So is the Switch Witch kind of like a Easter Bunny or somebody like that who comes in the dead of night?
Yes, yeah.
Nobody sees?
Yep, they leave it out overnight, all like on the front porch or maybe in their kitchen, and the Switch Witch comes, and the kids wake up, and they have a little treat.
So if they really want money or a toy, they'll give up most of their candy.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess that's the point, right?
So yes.
The kid doesn't eat all the candy?
Right. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I showed Landon, like, hey, this is... Because, I mean, I don't want my kid to eat a lot of candy, you know?
Right.
And so I'm like, this is a great idea. A good way for her to, you know, learn how to give and not be super, like... greedy or thing, you know, so a good little compromise, I think.
It's a better, clever, you know, idea than the whole thing about, like, let's check your candy for safety. I think I need to eat all these mini Snickers.
Yeah.
Those don't look safe to me.
No.
The circus peanuts, those look safe for you. Go ahead and take those.
The ones that are terrible.
Yeah. Oh, you'll like those.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
That's something, you know, clip and save for next year. That's a pretty cool idea.
No. I do. I want to do that, though, after I tell her that I ate all her candy.
Oh, have do you that whole thing.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That was always funny.
Classic. I cannot wait to
the
do
kids
that.
Kids find out all the candy is gone.
Yes, and they freak out.
Mom ate it on you.
That's not nice.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
First daylight savings time is over now. That means it's going to start getting dark right after lunch. But, of course, everyone agrees they should get rid of it. But they're trying to decide, okay, well, which one will we keep? Will we keep the one where it stays light until 8 o'clock at night? Or will you do the one where it gets, you know, dark at 4:30?
I feel like that's obvious. Get rid of the one that gets dark early.
I know. We all hate that.
Yeah. But it's the government. They can never decide.
That's very true.
Once again, we'll decide not to decide this year.
And they keep talking about, oh, we might get rid of it. And they never do it.
Yeah.
It's like that thermostat at the office that's not connected to anything.
Yeah.
Everybody just thinks that they're really making a difference by moving that little knob. It's not doing anything.
I like it.
So over the weekend, a whole bunch of delays were... had at the Nashville airport as planes coming in had to be rerouted for a while and sometimes were an hour and a half late because of the staffing shortages and the air traffic control situation. But they say that is over now, that the weekend is done and it's not busy anymore.
That's great. Yeah.
We got you. It's only going to be a problem when it's busy.
Yeah.
Thursday through Sunday.
Other than that,
yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
2 a.m. on Mondays are okay now.
Well, we're getting into that stressful season with Thanksgiving and Christmas, but fear not. You can meditate to Lil Jon's music. Lil Jon, you know, Turn Down for What?
His other soothing songs.
Yes, he has released a collection of guided meditations that remix some of his biggest hits. So you can namaste while relaxing to Lil Jon.
It's the Woody and Jim joke off. We tell terrible jokes back and forth. First person to laugh loses. We do it every Monday. All right, let's do this thing. Jim, why did Adele cross the road?
I don't know.
To say hello from the other side. Thank you. You have to, if you know the song, it's hilarious.
Gina's laughing from 2012.
Yes.
Woody, my wife was depressed, so I let her color in my tattoos.
Really?
Turned out she just wanted a shoulder to cry on.
Jim, what is composer Beethoven doing now?
I don't know.
He's decomposing.
Ooh.
I know, he did.
It's icky. He did. Spoiler, he's dead.
I got myself an inside-the-house GPS.
Really?
It not only tells you how to get somewhere inside your house, but it also tells you why you went into a room.
Oh, that'd be very handy.
So handy.
Jim, I think people who use the wrong word should have the humidity to admit it. Ouch.
Woody, what happens to a ghost who can't pay its mortgage? It gets repossessed.
Jim, two slices of bread got married. The wedding was awesome until somebody decided to toast the bride and groom.
Oh, no.
I know.
Ow.
It ends tragically.
Oh.
At a wedding reception, the DJ said, all married people, please stand by that one person who's made your life worth living.
Mm.
And everyone stood next to the bartender.
Jim, I saw two black birds stuck together. I assume they were Velcros.
Oh.
That one struck me right in the heart.
Woody, I joined the nudist colony in Brentwood.
Hmm.
The first week was the hardest part.
Oh.
Almost.
Almost got.
Almost. Jim, two guys walk into a bar. I would have thought that the second guy would have ducked.
One of the cops pulled me over and said, your license says you should be wearing glasses.
Mm.
I said, I have contacts. The cop said, I don't care who you know.
Jim, Dr. Seuss had a mother who was a massage therapist.
Really?
A masseuse, if you will.
Oh.
Such a clever play on words.
Woody, there's two reasons I don't trust people. One, I don't know them. Two, I know them.
Jim, I have a friend who won't stop making bird puns, but two can play at that game.
Ooh.
Last night, I yanked out a couple of nose hairs just to see if it would hurt.
Ooh.
Judging by the sounds my wife made, I guess it did.
Oh, no.
It's the visual.
Yeah.
It's the visual of her sleeping soundly and you pulling out nose hairs.
Doink.
Yeah, that's right. What are we doing today, you guys?
I have a lot more finishing up to do from getting being out of town.
Right.
So just finishing laundry and getting the house put together and putting all of Paisley's stuff away that we got. So
nice.
Yeah.
I got a doctor's appointment at 1:30, and then I think my car is supposed to be done today.
Nice.
Yeah. You'd rather keep the rental?
Yeah, he likes the rental, right?
I like the rental car better.
Maybe they won't notice.
Well, yeah, maybe they'll, if I bring them my car, I'll be like, yeah, no, this is what I rented. Yeah, see?
I know it was green when I picked it up from you guys.
Yeah, but yeah, it rained a lot. Now it's white.
Yeah, I've got some running around to do, and mostly I'm going to be staring back and forth as I walk past that bowl of candy that nobody came and got any, you know, treats on Halloween.
Now, bring it to the office.
You're right. But then I'll eat it here.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true. Yeah. But there's more eyes here than at home, so
that's
maybe
true.
You won't. I don't know.
Just as I'm about to go home for the day,
yeah.
I'll just dump it out on the kitchen table.
That's right.